Yeah, I'm Jim Burns, and I'm from Monterey, California. And I really wanted to thank Commissioner Abernathy for promising to investigate that KSJO DJ. I mean, it's weighed heavy on us for these years. And what happened was June 9th, a month ago, there was a consent decree that was signed that fined Clear Channel $1.75 million. And all the cases of indecency that had ever been filed against them were to be wiped clean from the slate and never used in relicensing hearings. And here we'd been going for 2 years with this thing, waiting for the process to work. And all we need is three commissioners, you know, to make this happen. So we got really worried. That was during the Reagan funeral when there was a media blackout. I thought, you know, what's really going on? It was my thing was going on, you know. But the thing is that Clear Channel is the largest broadcaster of indecency in the country. I mean, they are. And the CEO of Clear Channel is Lowry Mays. And he built the presidential library for George Bush Sr. on the Lowry Mays School of Business on the Texas A&M campus. And the vice chair of Clear Channel is a man named Tom Hicks. He's vice chair. He made the president a multimillionaire by buying the Texas Rangers in 1998. Okay, so the largest broadcasters of indecency in the country are George Bush's friends. I mean, quoted over and over in the paper that they're lifelong friends with the Bush family. So I'm just going, you know, oh my God, you know, George Bush's friends wouldn't harm us in California, you know. Not, they would play by fair by the rules in the stock market, you know, but I mean, nobody monopolizes indecency. Right? So how is the religious right and the corporate libertarians finding common ground in the Republican Party when the corporate libertarians believe anything they broadcast to make money?
Thank you.